Let's get started. Everyone's here. It is January 5th, 2020 at 5 o'clock, and I'm going to call to order the Pacific City Joint Monetary Authority Board of Directors business meeting. We are meeting via video teleconference call, and I will call the roll. Price. Here. Don Carlton.
Here.
Tom Donahue.
Here.
Cameron Govitz.
Here.
For the record, all directors are present. Item 3, approval of the meeting minutes of December 1st, 2020. Any corrections or comments?
I'm getting a lot of feedback from somewhere.
Yeah, I'm hearing that a little bit too, Tom. I will move to approve the business meeting minutes of December 1st, 2020.
I'll second it.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the meeting minutes of December 1st, 2020. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion unanimously passes. Thank you. Item 4, the financial
point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I believe that Directors Donahue and Gogas were not in attendance at that meeting.
Oh, thank you for the reminder. So therefore, we did not vote on those approval minutes. So the minutes have been approved by Directors Price, Carlton, and McVicker. Thank you.
Question?
Yes.
Even though we have a copy of them and we've read them, that doesn't count?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right, it counts.
And Cameron, the reasoning behind that, and anybody pitch in if I don't get this quite right, but the reasoning behind that is you can read the minutes, but you weren't at the meeting to verify that what's in the minutes was accurate. So we're approving the minutes as a record of that meeting, and since you weren't at the meeting, you wouldn't be able to know whether it was an accurate record or not. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Ann.
That's pretty standard procedure for that kind of thing.
All right, then, the financial report for accounts payable for December 1st, December 15th, and December 31st of 2020. Any questions on the accounts payable? Tom?
On December 15th, you had a $60 payment to Beaver Water. It said monthly water service. Exactly does that mean?
Yes. We have land that we use for our biosolids application, and we use a hose at that location to clean off our spreader truck. And that's a monthly recurring bill that we get.
And also, don't we have an electrical bill from there also?
Negative.
Okay, thank you. I also have a question about consolidated supply company. It says replenish of inventory. What kind of inventory?
Most of that was repair couplings and items that are used up during the normal course of operation.
Okay. On same date, One Call Concepts, the description is locates. Does that mean they use some kind of equipment to locate pipes and that sort of thing?
That is our subscription cost to be a member of the Call Before You Dig program. So I believe that's just that was the monthly fee as well.
Oh.
Michelle,
yeah, we get 50 free call-outs per year, and after that, they start charging us. So that is every single time that they have to call out us or PUD or anybody else, but we only pay for ours for every single locate that's done.
But I'm still a little confused. What do you mean by locate?
When somebody asks us to locate water and sewer lines.
When you drive down the road and you see blue painted lines on the road or green painted lines or red painted lines, those are electrical, water, sewer, they're color distinctive by industry.
You see the signs, 811, you know, 811, you call that and they will send out, it's a service so that you don't break a line.
Okay, I understand that part, but why don't we do that ourselves?
Yeah, and we are doing it ourselves.
We do the locate.
But let's say, for example, Tom, you were digging a trench in your front yard.
Yeah.
You would have to call 811 before you started digging. And if we had any services in a right-of-way near your property or on your property or in an easement, we would come out and locate them. Everyone's required to do that. And we're obligated to go market.
Well, why are we paying these people? This is just a referral service?
Yes. So okay. If you call for a locate, it goes to their central dispatch, and then they send it out to the agencies that have buried utilities in the area.
Okay, I understand now. Thank you. On this same date, we had a $364 expenditure to Platt Electric for Omni markers. What the heck are Omni markers?
Those are the markers that we use to locate where we have water main breaks. So if we have to install a coupling or a repair clamp, we'll put those markers down where we've had to dig up before. That way we could find them again. But they're also used for identifying buried items such as, I'm trying to think of a good example, valves or something that might need located in the future, we'll use those to mark them. And so we've got a locator that we can detect those precisely where they're at. It's pretty helpful.
Sounding like a rookie here. Also on the 15th page, there is Verizon Wireless for tablets. So what do we use those for?
I'm happy to answer that, Michelle, or do you want to?
Yeah, I got it. We use, every single one of our employees has a tablet, and they use them out in the field so that if we have a call out, we can directly send it to them. So if they're in the field, that call out will go to their tablet, and they will go and take care of it, instead of us having to call them on the phone, bring them in, write down all the information. It goes to them directly.
It's kind of like a pager, or would we use it as a pager?
No, it's a real tablet. It's like an iPad.
Okay, but is the software there then is proprietary for our business?
Yeah, well, we use a software company. It's very productive. It's probably one of the best software companies we've ever dealt with. All work orders go through that software. All work orders.
Okay, just a second. And one last question. Same date, there's USC Foundation is a membership renewal. What the heck is a USC?
That is our, I believe that was for a backflow testing.
University of Southern California.
Sacramento campus. We also utilize USC for training purposes, but I believe that was for a backflow. That's a requirement? Yeah.
Okay, that's all my questions. Thank you.
John Carlton?
I just had one question. What was the, on the December 15th, the 2650 to Schwabe, what was that for?
That was for some that I was, that was for time spent with an attorney discussing our water rights and what will be needed for us to certify our Horn Creek water rights in the future. The majority of that bill was for that discussion.
Okay, thank you.
In their background, you're welcome.
Hearing no other questions, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the accounts payable.
I make a motion to approve the accounts payable.
Tom, if I could get you to state the dates on that, please.
For December 1st, December 15th, and December 31st, 2020.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the accounts payable for December 1st, December 15th, and December 31st of 2020. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item 4B, Fiscal Year Report 2021. Any questions for the authority manager? All right. Hearing none, we'll move forward. Item 5, Manager's Report. Kirk?
Yes. I'll start off as usual. We're reporting on COVID-19 impacts. We've still not had any problems associated with employees getting sick in our environment. We continue to remain closed to in-person transactions. If we do have to meet with the customer, we'll meet with them in the parking lot and handle things utilizing social distancing. Nothing really has changed. Unsurprisingly, we've not had employees that have had to utilize sick leave. We've not had coughs or colds in our work environment. We're doing really well. We're grateful for that. With that said, I did follow up on what it would take for us to get COVID testing. We do have an employee preparing to go on vacation at the end of January. And so we've made arrangements upon his return. We should be able to obtain COVID results prior to introducing them back into the work environment. And I also found that vaccinations should be provided to essential personnel, not necessarily first responders, but essential personnel. We should qualify for that, and we're looking at February or March for vaccinations capability. Was someone shushing me?
No, I'm sorry. I'm shushing my cat.
My goodness, Corey.
I started to think, well, did I say something controversial?
No, I'm so sorry. You know better.
So, to me, that was good news, knowing that the vaccinations could be made available to people who have to report to work for essential contracts.
Turn my mic off.
CenturyLink telemetry pedestal. I'm not going to go through every item. I'm happy to answer questions that are on the manager's report. But I did want to talk a little bit about the CenturyLink telemetry pedestal that was apparently run over by a car in front of our office. We realized that did impact our control of our well field and how it comes on as it relates to reservoir levels at the 300K tank. So we had a very slight overflow. We were fortunate. We did eventually get an alarm, and by the time we got there, we saw moisture, but didn't see anything wrong. But as a result of that incident, I've actually ordered a cellular monitoring SCADA system that can monitor our reservoirs. And on a trial basis, I just wanted to try it at the 300K tank so that we have some redundant alarm system in case that ever happens again. Another site that I wanted to redundant alarm system was at the Beachy lift station. Those are the two sites that we're currently going to try to the equipment to verify that it will work well for us. If it does, I'll approach the board at some later date to request that we install alarm or distribution system SCADA equipment at various locations within our system. And then I also wanted to remind the board, before I do that, I wanted to talk about cybersecurity enhancements. With SolarWinds becoming a global issue, I wanted to assure the board that we check with our computer network contractor, Global Network, and verify that we weren't dependent or utilizing that software. And so what became apparent, though, during our discussions and our research was that there were some firewall improvements needed, particularly at the Horn Creek Water Treatment Plant, and there were software upgrades at Horn Creek. That software had expired. So we agreed to their proposal of providing us an upgraded software with an increased cost of $72 a month for all of our sites, which seemed pretty reasonable. And then I also wanted to remind the board that the Special District Association 2021 Annual Conference will be coming up on February 3rd and 4th. I've registered for that, and I plan on attending. It's a virtual conference, and it's free. And you all are welcome to register as well. And yesterday I provided you an email, forwarded you that link to register if you'd like. If you have any problems registering, please let me know, and I can arrange to get assistance if necessary. And then, are there any other questions on this page of the manager's report? Hearing none, there really was one big item that I wanted to share with the board, and that is under personnel. We still have one operator position vacant, but Michelle Hughes has provided me her official notice of her plan to retire on April 30th of this year. And all I can say is that will be a tremendous, having a tremendous impact on our organization, a tremendous amount of knowledge about to retire from us. So. I spoke with Michelle, was it yesterday, it was, I'm still trying to get over it, but I can truly appreciate what she has to offer us right now, and she has offered to provide her services in the future. She can make herself available if we ever have any questions or problems. So. With that, I just wanted to make sure the board knew that we've learned an awful lot from her. We continue to learn daily, and she's done a fabulous job training Rochelle in most of her duties, if not all, and she's leaving us in good shape in a couple months.
You're here. Congratulations.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll have plenty of time to... bid adieu down the road, but I'd like to say at this point, as Michelle, you have brought a level of professionalism to this authority that was so very lacking before you got here, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate all the work and the energy and the effort that you have put into the authority and for the benefit of our community. It's been terrific. Thank you.
Amen.
All right, moving on to unfinished business. Item A, the water and sanitation master plan update. Kirk?
Okay. And Michelle, just so you know, you were on mute when you spoke.
Okay,
you're still on mute.
You did that on purpose.
Okay, I figured it out. Thank you very much. I kindly appreciate every single one of you. And Rochelle will do an excellent job because I will be behind her every single day.
Rightio.
Well, we know where to find you, Michelle, and
yeah, I'm 5 minutes away.
Yeah, so but we really will be working closely with you to gain even more of your skills. And,
I appreciate that. I know it's time to turn over. You know, she's ready.
All right. Well, we're not going to argue with you on that. Okay. Moving on to unfinished business, then, Carolyn. That's where you were at, correct?
Yes. Yes. Please.
The water and sanitation master plan update. As I've mentioned before, the sanitation master plan has been pushed back a little bit as a result of the wastewater monitoring that is currently being conducted, and that isn't scheduled for completion until the end of June. But the water master plan has been moving full speed ahead, perhaps maybe not as fast as I would like it to, but the engineers are well aware of our interest in getting this completed in a timely manner. With that said, they provided me my first draft, and I reviewed it carefully, and I think they did a great job of providing a system description. I appreciate the fact that I get to work with engineers to discuss the way our system is laid out and how it functions. So I think they've done a good job on describing that. They've looked closely at the water demand information, the billing information that we've provided them, and also at the changes over time in the history of that. So that's all in the master plan. They've done some modeling to predict what it might require, some additional to determine how much additional water storage, which isn't anywhere near as much as they originally thought it would be back in 2004 during the last master plan. So our storage requirements will be less than they projected 20 years ago, but there still would be an additional almost 1 million gallons of storage needed over the next 10 to 20 years. So we have that to look forward to. They've actually established a project list with, 50 capital improvement plan items. Which sounds like an awful lot, but in 2004, there were 61 DIP projects included in the master plan. Back in 2004, they estimated a total cost of about $13 million in 2004 dollars, and we're currently, with our 50 projects, would be at $21 million. Fairly similar financial bottom lines, if as far as I can tell at this point. One thing, though, that I don't believe they've included yet is anything to do with the seismology study. That is currently the one thing that hasn't been completed due to an employee being out of work. So I hope to get them on track within the next month and get that completed. So I'm happy to answer any questions the board might have at this time.
Kirk,
yes.
This may not be directly related to the master plan, but you mentioned the seismology study. And you all may or may not be aware that it appears that there's going to be proposed anyway, some cuts, major cuts in funding of DOGAMI, which is the, help me out here folks, Department of Oh, it has to do with geological stuff and earthquakes and tsunamis and all that, but I can't remember exactly what DOGAMI stands for.
Okay.
But there is a big push by a lot of people in our local, in the county, including the county commissioners, but I believe also PUD and to write to the governor to try to forestall those cuts, because we depend, we're isolated, and we attract a lot of tourists, so we are bigger than we look on paper. So we have more lives at stake than we look on paper. And DOGAMI is a critically important piece of government that supports public safety. So I don't know if that's come across your desk yet. It relates, I think, pretty directly to the concept of seismology studies.
Mm-hmm.
The data may come from DOGAMI and the studies that they do in our area. So that might bear some investigation if it's not something you're already following.
Certainly, it wasn't something I was aware of, and so I'll mention that to Parametrics and see if they could look into that as well.
I'm sure they'll be very aware of it.
It could certainly have an impact on us, and if nothing else, our response strategy.
I've got a question.
Yes, Cameron.
As far as the county, didn't the county have, we approved for anybody doing any building and permitting that they have to do the seismology, all the studies of that? How much does that play into the water sewer? Do we get information back when somebody builds a lot and we have a potential, you know, hazardous area that we know of or we don't know of?
From our perspective, how that information most applies to us is really how our infrastructure could sustain either an earthquake or a tsunami. And Michelle, I'll let you add to this too, certainly. But what our engineers are really focused on is our main transmission means of water and sewer, how we get water across the river at certain points. And our infrastructure, our tanks, our pipes, and our lift stations and pump stations. That's really what our engineers are looking at most closely. But certainly we're at a point, because of their delay, if there's something I should add to that, I could probably still do it.
The Tillamook County won't provide, to my knowledge, a permit unless there's a geological study done if it's in a hazardous area. So it's not the purview of the Water and Sanitary District to do that. It's up to Tillamook County, and it's up to the Building Community Development Department to handle that. And I know that they have done many studies, especially on the heights. Had them done before they would issue a permit. So it's not really up to Water and Sewer, but up to the county at this point in time.
Michelle, Cameron here. Do we have an area that we are concerned of? I mean, do we have
no.
an area that we've been notified about that? Okay.
No, not from the county, not at all. I haven't seen one rejection from the county. I mean, they've made altercations to, you know, you might put up a retaining wall or you might, but it has nothing to do with water or sewer.
This is also the first year for us that the seismic report as part of the master plans has been required, and it's a fairly yeah. new change to the ORS. So it's required statewide as water sewer authorities do their updates on their master sewer water plants.
So are we in a position that, like say our river crossings, that we can shut off flow at certain areas like the PC Bridge, Woods Bridge, Slough Bridge, other areas that are concerned of water crossing? Is there a way that we can go in there and shut off those valves?
Yes, there is. We have strategies for both water and sewer. Although the water side is a little more flexible because we have wells on one side of the river that can serve customers, and we have a surface water treatment plant that serves water to the other side of the river. Although it still would go across the river through, you know, through a bored pipeline underneath the river. But the strategies are for us to be as self-sufficient as we possibly can on both sides. The engineers still haven't completed that portion of it, but I expect them to include operational strategies as well as physical needs and additional requirements.
Okay.
And it won't be focused entirely on tsunami. Tsunami has obviously got to be one of the worst case scenarios, but the earthquakes could occur at varying degrees. So I think that the engineering can really benefit us in helping us prepare for various levels of earthquake.
Okay. Thank you, Kurt and Michelle.
Sure.
So talking about master plans, Kurt, we're expecting the final draft to kind of be ready sometime in February for the board to review.
Yes, that's correct. I would like to think it would be ready by the end of January, but with the seismic study portion still out there, it will be very likely mid to late February before they're complete with the entire thing. But I will say it gives me an opportunity to review the draft and make comments and corrections where necessary. I think it will allow us to have more input on the final report when it is done.
So how much of an impact of more money because of the tsunami and the readiness of the, is that on our bill?
It was itemized in the proposal that we received from them, and to be honest, I would have to go back and look at that unless...
That's all right. I was just wondering if it was going to be a big quarter or a little quarter.
it's a good question. I'll look into that.
John?
Hope I'm not opening a can of worms here, but Anne, have you heard anything about, I've heard that there's some movement on the FEMA and NOAA biological opinion and how that's going to be implemented in Tillamook County, and you know, that may very well have an impact on some of the abilities to do anything in the flood zone as far as infrastructure and repairs. Have you heard anything about any movement on that?
I haven't heard anything since we were required to remap the flood zone and floodway, which has been a few years ago now. Remember, we had a building moratorium until that got finished. But I have not heard anything recent. It could definitely have an impact. I'm gonna think that our engineers, that will be part of when they're doing a seismology study and looking at impacts on potential negative impacts on the system that we should prepare for, I'm going to assume that those are things that they would be looking into, but that's a big assumption. So, but answer to your question, no, I'm not aware of that.
It's come up a couple of times in the commissioners' meetings that I've listened to on teleconference, and I kind of get the feeling that they're going to start implementing some of that stuff, so I'll try to get some more information on that.
Yeah, I listened to their meetings too, and I've heard it mentioned, like as you have, but I don't recall hearing anything too specific. I'm thinking Sarah would be the...
Yeah, I'll check in with her.
Yeah, she's our county FEMA connection person officially, so.
Okay, thank you.
Good point.
On the issue of master plans, when the master plan plans are complete, and maybe we want to go ahead with water once it's complete, the board usually sits down and reviews the plans and takes a look at priorities and so forth. I got an email last week from Rob Mills, who has worked with the board before, wondering if he would, if we would like his help in going through that process and setting priorities. This is something that has evolved at SDAO, and now that more and more water sewer or water sanitation entities are doing their master plans, they're soliciting additional help from SDAO in identifying how the individual boards want to set their priorities and learn how to communicate that to the public. And I'd like to put on the agenda for next meeting to talk about whether or not we might be able to use Rob in that capacity to help us walk through that process in a whole and complete way, since we've got two board members at least, and I can't remember, Sean, when you came in, that haven't been through a new master plan process update. So if you would, unless anybody's got any objection to me putting that on the agenda next time when we can talk about it, I'll get some more information from Rob and we can take a look at that issue. And if there's any questions now that you'd like me to propose to him, I'd be happy to do that. Don?
I guess I would just say I'm not opposed to doing that at all, but I do think it's important for the board to get together and look at that stuff prior to having him come in, so.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'll just add to, I think Sean's right. I mean, it's gonna be very important for the board to get together and have a good discussion about it, because as you said, some of us haven't been through a master plan, and for some of us it's been so long, I'm not sure I remember some of the details, and Kirk is new here, and so I think it's a perfect time for us to come together. In my mind, I think it might be appropriate to do, as we have done on some major issues in the past, a workshop. And I actually think it would be a good thing to include Rob in that process, because I've been extremely impressed with his contributions to the meetings. So knowing that this will be on the agenda for next time, and we'll come to make some more decisions about how we proceed, I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I can just add too. I did, after our last meeting, I did go back and look, and I did see where we had a scheduled workshop following the update to the 2004 master plan in 2009, and so that seems to be the protocol that was conducted back then. And I agree. I think that would be an appropriate way to proceed with this one as well. One other thing is, I will make sure to the best of my ability to get a firm date for the delivery of the master plan for the board to review. So at the next board meeting, we should have a date where we know that we're going to have something in hand.
And that's for the water, knowing that
just the water master plan.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. All right. Next item on unfinished business is the electronic water meter purchase.
Yes, I wanted to update the board, let them know that the meters have all been ordered. The dry-firing radio reading equipment has been ordered and received. Lids are about to be ordered. And I have three contractors that are interested in installing water meters for us. So the project is moving forward smoothly. I'm positive about it, but there are challenges that associated with replacing water meters out here on the coast. I've discovered that lately. So it's no surprise that it's not going to be easy to do, but it will be worthwhile once we're done.
John?
So, Kurt, what's the procedure then if there's multiple contractors interested? Is it a bidding process then?
If it's under $150,000, we don't have to go out to formal bid. So I've provided some informal quotes, a request for quotation that I've submitted to three contractors, one local and two within driving distance, within an hour, I would say, to an hour and a half from us. I would say two of the contractors have a great deal of experience doing this type of work. They have systems in place that make them more efficient. But I'm afraid they're also going to be more expensive as a result of the travel. So, but I gave all three contractors till mid-January. So time is running out. I anticipate having some quotes provided to me, and it will be based on a cost per meter replacement basis.
Hey, Kurt, this is Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Could we break that down? I mean, if instead of just doing that one contractor, to possibly do it with two and break it down of sections of our district, do you think that might be a possibility?
I believe that could be possible. You know, once we identify what's in our best interest, we can look at the pricing what, you know, I have a feeling that our local contractor can be the least expensive, but on the other hand, I'm not sure they have the staffing levels needed to get it done in a timely manner. So I'll have to balance those two items out. I do have the impression that at least one of the contractors would be interested in doing a portion of it if we find ourselves in a situation where it's not getting completed. So I have some options, so decisions will have to be made here in the near future on that. Tom?
I was just thinking that having more than one contractor, it might be a good idea because it can be allow the project to get done quicker with the least amount of interruption to our customers, and also kind of spread the wealth a little bit, you know, and create some goodwill with another contractor. We may need some other work in the future.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Any other questions, comments? All right, thank you. Item 6C, billing and financial software upgrade.
Michelle?
Well, I talked to Springbrook. It is in engineering, and it is a process. So it took 2 months to get to engineering. We were on a list, and they are starting it now, and we will get more information by next month as to a deadline.
Right,
that's all I have.
All right, item 6. Oh,
Dan. Scheduled completion prior to April 30th, correct?
April Fool's. Just messing.
I have made it very, very clear.
Thank you.
Tom, did you have a comment?
No, I have no comment.
All right, thank you. All right, item 6D, the in-person community meeting. Tom?
Considering that Tillamook County is, you know, at the extreme risk here because of COVID, it appears to me that it wouldn't be practical to have one anytime soon. However, considering the timeliness of our master plan and the time it would take to review it by the board and by Kirk, we're probably looking at March before anything like that could possibly be happening. I'd like to make a recommendation, or at least for everyone's consideration, to have some kind of an in-person community meeting in March to bring the master plan to our constituents. And I had done a little other checking with a community center or something like this, having been in a couple of different meetings in that Faye Jensen room. I don't think that we need any extra audio equipment. It sound carries pretty well there, even for a deaf old guy like me, bad hearing aids. But I still think it's important we have a in-person meeting, and if it if no one shows up, that's okay too. We'll at least figure out if there are any bugs there, and at least give us an opportunity to see how things might work in the future. Kirk, I'm assuming that we haven't had a whole lot of conversations from people worried about what we're doing or anything. It really bothers me that we kind of do this online here. I feel a lot more comfortable having in-person meetings. But considering the circumstances, they are what they are. Have you heard anything unusual from our constituents?
No, I've not heard anything. No concerns about our board meetings or even conducting business. Things are going pretty smoothly, and this might be a good opportunity for me to thank the board as well for the recognition to our employees and to the employees, and as well as our community. I think that message will go a long way with the community, and them knowing that we're still working hard and functioning, you know, as well as anyone can during a pandemic.
Well, I just find myself nervous as a public official, and no one wants to know what I'm doing. I don't know whether to look over my shoulder or what. You know, the next shoe's going to drop. I just like the idea of public meetings. That's just personal opinion.
I think it's a great idea, Tom. You know, especially with this master plan coming up, you know, there's going to be another big shoot of expenditures and money, you know, to update. And I'm sure people would like to know, you know, as far as the tsunami or the things that we're going to have to do, what has changed our protocol as far as AC pipe, tsunami, this, you know, different things that are changing and evolving with the pandemic and everything else. I agree. I think it would be really nice to have a public meeting. And again, if they don't show, well, then I guess we're doing a good job. But if we don't do it, then, you know, shame on us.
John?
Yeah, I concur. I think having a public meeting is a really good idea, especially in light of this master plan. I will say, though, however, I think March is pretty aggressive. I mean, if we're talking from Kirk about not getting anything from the engineers until mid-February, you know, realistically that might be beginning of March, which means getting it to the board members and letting us have time to review it. We're talking probably early April at the earliest, you know, for a workshop for the board, but we might really be more talking May. So maybe if we kind of orient ourselves around a May time frame, if we're lucky, Tillamook County's community and citizens will rally and take this thing a little more seriously, and maybe it'll be an opportune time to do it. It's difficult for me to see being able to do this before April.
Thank Thanks, Sean. And Cameron, I want to go back to your comments about the fact that, you know, we're going to need all this additional money to do all these additional things. And part of the process with the master plan to keep us on track with keeping our infrastructure not only updated when it needs to be updated, but keep it in the right repair process. And it's not so much about finding all sorts of projects to accommodate growth. So it's a regular process that we go through every 20 years to take a look at how to set our priorities and what is needed next and make sure we haven't left something out, as opposed to something that's coming along with a high price tag that we can't afford. I think we need to not have that message out in the community.
Right, but I would like to see it that, you know, that there are these plans out here, not saying a year down the road or 2 years or three, but that it's out there that eventually, you know, we're going to have some things that are going to need to be replaced and updated. And people don't think about that until, all of a sudden you're asking for this. Well, you know, we went through it on our master plan, and, you know, we're going to, it's probably evolving. It's going to be changing, just like everything else. Everything changes and changes. So, yeah, I like to be 5 years out, kind of, 10 years out. Like 20 years, might be in the ground, but yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Any other comments? All right, moving on to new business. Kirk, the 2020 in review.
Yes, I was happy to put together a list of 2020 accomplishments. It was actually an idea that I got from reviewing the public relations workshop. One of the things that came out of that was to prepare and provide a list of accomplishments for the year. So I put this together in a format that would be something that, you know, at some point maybe we could display it on a board if there were a public meeting or something. But I picked several of the most critical things that I thought we accomplished last year. Rather than go through each one of them, I picked a few that I wanted to talk about. One of the things I thought was extremely successful was implementing an interim budget officer. For last year, I've been on the board for a matter of a couple of weeks when the board had to decide that we need to have a budget officer, someone familiar with our budgeting process and how that would work. And I think Michelle did a fantastic job of that last year. We've also completed website enhancements over the year. I know we had some board input and some community input on that. Very proud of that. I think it came out fantastic. The COVID-19 response plan was something that was a work in progress throughout the year, but I think overall we've been very successful of staying COVID-free in our work environment. We did get the Broughton Road water main replaced, nearly 1,000 feet of water main replaced there. It wasn't a large pipe, but it was a first step and a critical step. We had more water main breaks in that location than anywhere else in our system. So we'll have about 23 additional projects identified as part of the master plan when we get that here pretty soon. So that'll be something I anticipate will be on every year's accomplishments list. Beyond that, we did successfully complete the Discus filter installation. I think that was a tremendous addition to our wastewater treatment plant enhancements project. Tom, I saw a hand raised. Should I go back?
Yeah, Kirk, you touched briefly on the website, and I think our accomplishments should be there. This is an appropriate time to put those on the website so people especially when a lot of people haven't been all that, you know, engrossed with our business, perhaps having those accomplishments and what we actually did get done during the year on the website for those who do monitor us that way would be a good thing to do.
I agree. If there's no objection, I'd be happy to volunteer Rochelle to get those listed on our website.
Do we have a counter that tells us how many people hit the website?
Rochelle, have you looked at anything in that regard?
I'm not sure that we do have one. I know it's something that we discussed with our website designer, but I don't think it's something we ever implemented.
There's companies that track those kind of things that are happy for a prize to provide that information, but there must be a simpler way to get that. We can look into it.
I think you can get the number of hits, but you can't get the number of people. So if you've got somebody that's on there and going from page to page to page, how do you differentiate that between a household that's taken a look at it for a while? So I don't know that the technology is at the point, because especially because of privacy laws, of allowing you to collect the data without somebody signing in of who's there and who's not there.
Oh, I'd like to see that it's being used. I mean...
Well, it does get used because dozens of people pay their bill online all the time. And they have to go to our homepage to do that. So it is getting used a little bit.
Sedimentation in our tanks of typically on two of them around less than 1 inch of sedimentation, but up to 3 inches on one of the those tanks were cleaned. The inspections were very useful. They've identified some maintenance needed on all of the tanks. We've got a crack around the perimeter of one of our tanks. That doesn't look critical by any means, and it's below the surface level of the water. But these are things that were very helpful in putting together a portion of the master plan project needs list. So it was included in that, and I think that information turned out to be very helpful. So I was glad to get that done at the end of the year.
Thank you. I've been knocking for that, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. So I'm happy to answer any other questions that there might be.
Steve, no questions. Kirk, thank you for pulling this list together. It's nice to look at it and see all that's been done. And I'm sure there's a lot that's been done that's not here. So thank you all.
Good job.
Item 2 under new business is we need to appoint the budget officer for fiscal year 21-22, our annual duty. And
when do we? Since our last year's budget officer has notified us that she's retiring, I'd like to nominate Kirk Medina as the budget officer for fiscal year 21-22.
I'll second.
Motion.
It has been moved and seconded that we appoint Kirk Medina as our authority man, as our authority budget officer for fiscal year 21-22. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimously, Kirk, you are now our budget officer for this next fiscal year. Thank you.
Thank you all, and I'll be working closely with Michelle to get prepared for that.
All right, item three under new business, budget committee vacancy. Kirk, you have information to share with us?
Yes, I received notice that a budget committee member can no longer serve on the budget committee for personal reasons, and I plan to notify the other budget committee members that aren't on the board of that this week. And so the vacancy will need to be appointed by the board at an upcoming meeting, and I'm prepared to provide applications to interested parties and present those to the board at the next month's board meeting.
And
there is a public notice requirement, as I recall, isn't there, to announce a vacancy on a budget committee? Is that the case?
I do know that it was past practice, so that was our intent, to provide public notice of the vacancy.
So there's a time schedule that kind of has to fall in place for that process.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll get, staff will certainly get started on that.
So when does that need to be filled by? The next board meeting?
No, it needs to be filled before the budget committee meets for the first time, or before the budget goes to the budget committee.
And that is when?
Later in the year? May, I believe. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, we can read her lips.
Tom?
Who is the member that resigned?
It was Nettie. But, yeah.
All right, so we'll wait to hear from you, Kirk, in terms of seeing it posted, and then also seeing the applications that come in. So at either the one of the next few meetings, we'll be appointing a new budget committee member.
Okay.
Great.
I'll get started on that.
Item 8, guest questions and comments. Did you receive anything via email, Kirk?
Hold on.
Thank you. Item 9, any director comments?
I do.
Tom?
I was...
No, sorry.
Go ahead. Cameron, go ahead. I have several things.
Okay. I was on trying to get on the website to get on, and I noticed the O-mail or whatever to people to leave a comment or to the board, and Tony Owen still has an email on there, and so does Sean Lambert.
You may need to refresh the page in a way that shows up, because I think those pages have been pulled. Michelle?
It's Rochelle. I'm deferring to Rochelle. She'll take care of that.
Sorry, Michelle.
I'm throwing you under the bus. Do you know? I haven't checked it.
I'm looking right now and I don't see that, so if you could tell me what page you're on.
Well, I shut my computer down because I wasn't getting anywhere to...
Try again.
Okay, I see Kirk as the authority manager, and I see all of our current board members.
It was the O-mail.
I think it might be outdated.
O-mail. Okay. All right,
ahead, Tom, it's yours. I had a couple of things. I sent the board a copy of a newsletter from Southern California that I happened to be down there here last month. The reason I was not here, I was traveling back up here that particular day. I saw some real interesting article on the second page about grease and rags and that sort of thing. And I was thinking that putting something together like that, putting it in our billing mailing might be helpful to ease some of the labor strain that we have when it comes to rags and unjamming our pumps and things. So I wanted to bring that up, and perhaps we could do something like that.
Tom, you certainly can do that. We've done something similar to that in the past, but I think time has come for us to do it again.
We have done it in the past. We've done it several times in the past.
Well, it doesn't hurt to keep reminding them.
No, it certainly doesn't. Thank you. No, sorry.
So we will get that done.
As I recall, too, and I can't recall details, but we made a concerted effort on a few occasions on this. I don't know if this is ongoing or not, but to communicate with our local vacation rental management agencies to provide information and cautions to people that are renting houses. We tried to be very thorough about it, and so, you know, any other things that we could do that could cut down on that would be great, but so it always helps to keep looking. But I know we have done some of those things anyway.
Kirk, did you notice last, I haven't been following it that close, I haven't looked at trends, but did you notice last summer, even though we were in the middle of COVID, did rag problems increase or compared to last year, or was it during the summer months where, as Ann was inferring, that maybe a lot of it might be because of rentals?
I saw some, particularly when tourist season began, we saw rags increase. That is one of the only actual maintenance functions that I include in this report. This year we see an increase in rags, and previous years, 2019 as well, in July and August, and then they come back down after that. So
you can only assume they're rentals.
It appears that the rentals are contributing, especially when they're busy.
Okay.
Pepper.
So
thank you. I was looking.
We'll get that message out as well, Tom and Ann.
I was looking at our website here today, and under projects, I'm not looking at the right place, but we have ongoing projects. Do we update that website? I thought that was part of the things we were doing. The reason I ask is about 500 yards north of the Cape Kiwanda parking lot, just maybe 75, 80 yards north of my own house, there's the old trail that went up and over the Cape to the Phillips side.
That was Coast Guard. That was the Coast Guard road.
Yeah, it's actually on plot maps as a road. There's been some work out there. They're cleaning it out, and I ran into someone at the gas station, and they knew me, but with masks and everything, I honestly couldn't tell who it was, and I was wondering if it was one of our own people, because they mentioned that, well, I'm putting in the sewer and water for a couple of lots up there.
Is that a private contractor?
There is a road there. It's called Park Place, believe it or not. Yeah. It's a real road. And we have a contractor that bought those lots. They're real lots. And he is going to develop them. So County is at the end of the road, but he has the right to develop it, and it's at his cost.
We supervise that as far as the kind of pipes and that kind of thing?
No, we will supervise all that.
Okay, I was curious because I didn't see it under projects, and the guy did specifically say sewer and water. I didn't understand the ramifications there, so I thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah, last... Michelle, you had a comment?
I was just going to mention that we only use the project icon on our website for personal projects, and that one's definitely not one of ours, so.
Okay. The last thing I had was... again, I was looking at my billing statement for my personal residence, and I mentioned this in the past, the acronyms we use, water CIC, sewer, WWTP, there's got to be a place even on this front page where we can actually say what those acronyms are. I have to remember every time I look at it. Okay, now what? That's capital information.
I have figured out that we could have the processor put them on the back. We just need to design the statement on the back. So it will cost us some money to do that, but we can do it. We cannot put it on the front. There's not enough area for each space for cost to do that, but we could put the acronyms on the back. I will find out what the cost is, and I'm sorry, I dropped the ball on that.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I think we all did, so, and it is important to define those terms, so. Yeah,
we'll can define more on the back, too. I mean, acronyms are going to take a small space. We could write more on the back if we could get a full page. So it may take some time, but I agree that we have a possibility of doing really good things to the customer by explaining things on the back, especially with backflow or locking off meters. All of that could be put on the back.
Right.
I think it's a great thing to do because they're always asking us, why do you lock the meters? And what's the backflow? And Tom, you hit it on the head. I think it's a really good thing to put on the back. So I agree.
Michelle, you've got 2 months to get that done.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? I better do it in a week.
Thank you.
John, did you have a comment?
Your mic is off, Sean.
Your mic's off.
Hey, sorry about that. Couple of things. If we are going to redesign the back of that bill, I agree. Let's put a bunch of stuff on there. You know, maybe put something about, you know, the rags in there. I don't know. You could put all sorts of things in there. It does. I have seen a lot of information out in the last 6 months about COVID-related sewer issues. So it might be the right time to get that message out there again. You know, maybe even include something about the illegal winery at the wastewater treatment plant in Alabama.
That might just be an insert, not a full-time project, but that could be an insert.
Yeah, it could be an insert.
FYI.
You know.
FYI.
There was something that came up when I was looking at the website. I just wanted to throw it out. The board... section, the terms need to be updated, the when the elections are and what board members are up for re-election when.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get that done.
And then one last thing, I wanted to just say thank you for the ridiculously low amount of unaccounted for water in this month's report. That was awesome, so thank you.
Thanks for noticing that, yeah.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I even had to take into account that we billed for 33 days and we produced for 30 days, but I made that adjustment, so that's an accurate 10% unaccounted for. We got back on track.
It was nice to see, thank you.
Good.
Those graphs are awesome.
And Ann, your 36 cents or 46 cents were totally explainable.
Well, that's my personal bill, but yeah, Rochelle took care of me.
I am giving you crap, sorry.
So speaking of crap, does this mean that Rochelle now gets to shush her?
She's gonna have to get a cat first.
Since the conversation has taken a twist, that we have no more director comments. And thank you all for a great meeting. Our meeting is now adjourned at 6:16.
Thank you all. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.